Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be with you. What a gorgeous day for baseball. Let's go to Busch Stadium. President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak is with us in his 11:30 slot here on Sports on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. And the Phillies are in town, and you're going for a series win. This has been a hard-fought series so far. Let's go back to Game 1, a 2-0 win. Super impressive performance by Andre Pallante. He just takes the ball and says, I'll show you seven strong innings right here. That was really good.
It's always great to get a strong start after an off day because then your bullpen really benefits from that. So, that yeah, it was great to see. He was in command, had the ball on the ground, was in pitcher counts, wasn't finding himself in defensive counts. And so, yeah, it was just what you'd hope to see, and he did it. He executed.
It was some game, and I looked up, and Pedro Pajes was playing second base. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? How did that go down from your perspective?
Well, I had gotten word that Mason was experiencing back spasms, so we knew that there was a possibility, and just, you know, trying to figure out really how to run your lineup throughout that game, I thought, you know, it's a very traditional, old-fashioned National League game from the past, and so I thought Ollie and his staff did a wonderful job on that, and, you know, the one thing I would say that most of our catchers kind of inherited from Yadier Molina was, and you know this, when our team's like taking batting practice or infield, Yadi was always an active participant in the middle of the infield. And I think he's really made our younger catchers realize that, you know, taking ground balls is a good thing. And you don't think you're ever going to get called into service in that particular case, but, you know, interesting enough, he did. And he made us proud because he did a nice job.
He did, and you won the ball game, and the Cardinals had the Phillies, who are a really good team, down for one day, and then Saturday showed up, and your offense has been quiet. You know, you lose that game to the Pirates, that gut-wrenching 13-inning game, mostly because the offense couldn't deliver. You got the two runs enough on Friday, but how did you see Saturday's game from that perspective? You had moments but weren't able to cash in.
Well, I think five double plays kind of speaks volumes in this particular case. So we were definitely getting runners on, but in this particular case, we weren't able to score. And, you know, in this game, that's what matters most. I always kind of like remind myself, it's not about the hits, it's about the runs. So you've got to get them across the plate. And when you create five ground ball outs that really end up being 10, and you only have 27 in a game, you know, that's over a third. So that's it's tough to have success that way.
Absolutely. What are you seeing in Wilson Contreras? Is he starting to turn the corner at all?
You know, I certainly hope so, but I think it's been, you know, a frustrating season. Here's a guy that was swinging a very hot bat in spring training and just entered the season with a lot of confidence. And then he's hit into some hard outs, but he's also, you know, not really where he needs to be from his swing standpoint. And I know they're working on it hard, and I think he knows what he has to do, but he's, you know, got to consistently do it. And obviously, if we could have that bat that we expect to have, you know, that would definitely help this offense.
It hurt to lose Herrera, obviously. What's the latest on Ivan's comeback?
You know, I spoke with him briefly this morning. He's encouraged about where he is, but you do have to be patient with this type of injury. If you go too fast, you could end up costing yourself a lot longer. So we're just trying to be smart about this, but you're right. I mean, he was obviously a key member of our offense prior to the injury. So definitely disappointing, but hopefully you remind yourself it's a long season and we get him back.
Mason's injury obviously was enough to put him on the IL. Doesn't sound serious, though. How is his back spasm situation?
The big thing is you can't go 4 or 5 days playing short. So ultimately, the fact that position player IL's 10 days, it just made more sense to allow him to heal. And then I do believe we will get him back in short order.
That's John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, updating us here on KMOX about a number of things going on. And, you know, when I look at the Cardinals situation there when it comes to the IL and some players that have gone down, I look at the pitching staff. And this rotation right now, you know, I don't know what you think of the depth right now in Memphis and if it's, let's say, touchable. I'll explain what I mean. If I were to take Michaelis out of this rotation, he was better yesterday, granted. But after what I saw at Fenway, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know how much longer they can go. Is it way too early in the season to think about McGreevy? Because I asked Ollie about it, and he responded in somewhat that way, that this might be a little early to tap into Memphis.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Well, I don't think we need to. I mean, I certainly understand your fanboy frustration with Michaelis that day. I mean, I get it, but you know, he has eaten a lot of innings over the last few years for the St. Louis Cardinals, and so I think we do have to be a little bit patient with him. Yesterday, I think it was one of his stronger outings, really, in the last few years. So, you know, you don't want to just make knee-jerk reactions just because one bad outing. Having said that, we are trying to get Matt in the rotation to go with a six-man just to give everybody a little bit of a breather as we are in the early stages of this season. And then in terms of how McGreevy's throwing and what we're seeing out of him in Memphis, it's very encouraging. But that's what you need is depth down there. And ultimately, you know, McGreevy will be up here at some point because that's just the nature of this business. And so all I would say is that, you know, it's our job to try to get the most out of what we have right now. And I was really encouraged with how Miles threw yesterday, and hopefully he's able to repeat that.
He was a lot better. Fanboy reaction. I get it. Look, I'll admit it. I did not look at the long term as much as I normally do. Knee-jerk reaction. I saw him, you know, not missing many bats. But he's never really been that way. He's never been a miss-bat guy. He's got to get the contact.
That's why yesterday was so encouraging, because he was getting some swing and miss yesterday. He was getting strikeouts. And I think, you know, that is a very strategic thing they're working on downstairs. And to see him execute on it, was that's what you hope to see.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals pushing forward with the Philadelphia Phillies today. And Matthew Liberatore, what did you think of his last outing where he was able to recover and give you, what was it, 6 1/3?
Well, again, it's, you know, when you look at our rotation, all these guys have stopped. You know, when you put it on relative to, like, you know, some of the more elite pitchers in the game versus some of the more consistent pitchers in the game, if these guys can stick to a plan that they come up with, they should have success. You know, obviously the Phillies, it's a real lineup. It's a tough one. And so navigating that is always a challenge for any pitcher. But, you know, I think where Libby's at, you know, the reason he got put into our rotation was just the type of spring he had, the type of stuff he has, and we do think he's capable of having success. And so if he can maintain his strategy today and stick to it, I do think he can have success against a lineup like the Phillies.
And as we whip around the different parts of this team, let's close with the bullpen appropriately. And, you know, the bullpen, for the most part, you've had some pieces I think that you like. The Roycroft to Memphis in exchange for Munoz, let's say. What did you think of that? And I'll add on to that the emergence of Kyle Leahy and what you thought of him.
Yeah, a couple thoughts here. Obviously, Munoz stepped into a pretty high leverage situation yesterday and was great. Was able to get two strikeouts, and that was great to see. And touching on Roycroft real quick, you know, here's a guy that when you just look at him on paper, it's like a guy that you think should be a dominating reliever. But, you know, he finds himself where he kind of spins off the ball probably a little bit too much, finds himself in too many hitter counts, so he's falling behind. He's putting a lot more pressure than he needs to do. So he needs to get more consistent with his breaking stuff and his fastball, candidly. If he does that, you'll see him back here. But his stuff is great when he uses it properly, but he's got to get more consistent. And then in terms of Mr. Leahy, he was always somebody that we were excited about. You know, probably got him to the big leagues a little bit quicker than we probably in a perfect world. But that experience, I think, is paying off for him now. And it's been nice to see the contributions he's making. And, you know, I'll speak on behalf of Dusty, our pitching coach. But, you know, he really does love this guy. He thinks he's a real talent. And I do think you're going to see him in higher leverage situations as the season goes on.
I just got a text from someone that said, did Mo just call you a fanboy? And no, he didn't. He said fanboy react. He's saying that I reacted like a fan. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly. And look, fans have, I understand that, but we have to look at through a set of lenses that isn't always the most popular, which is probably why I'm not the most popular at this job anymore. But like, those are the tough decisions. And, you know, you make commitments to players and you gotta give them a long enough runway to find out if they can make those changes.
Absolutely right. We appreciate you. Thank you for the time. Thanks for spending it with us, as always, on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Cardinals going for a series win today against the Philadelphia Phillies. 1:15 start. When we come back, Bernie Miklas joins us to wrap up the hour. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.